And this is what we're going to get to do today, is we're going to do this living the deepest belief exercise where I'm going to pull a win card for this journey. And we're going to go inside and we're going to look and see where this belief chain, where the broken link is. Does that make sense? So we're actually going to go back through our lifeline, our life map, and we're going to see where this deepest belief that you just identified right now, and again, you could have more, but this one we're going to work with, where it created a broken link in your chain. And then we're going to ask what it might look like if we change that belief. And then we're going to ask yours to strengthen this new belief. Is everyone with me? All right. So the win that we're going to work with is, oh, how interesting. So the win that came to work with us today, and it's just about ready to make me cry, is Dagoda, the wind of compassion. And Dagoda is asking us to find freedom and forgiveness. So what we're going to do, we're going to add a step here, and I can't change it while I'm talking in it, is we're going to, once we find that broken link, we're going to forgive that belief. All right? We're going to forgive it. First, we're going to call in and do our three wind breaths. And for some of you who are new to wind mastery, we do three wind breaths. And in the first wind breath, we actually ground ourselves to the earth. And then in the second wind breath, we call Dagoda, the wind of compassion, in to do this work with us. So we're going to have a compassionate wind guiding us. Just lovely. Just absolutely lovely. And then on the third one, we're going to put a protective circle around this group energy that we're working with, so that when you get on your calls tomorrow and Thursday, that you are still in this sacred space and you feel okay to be vulnerable. You can't heal with a turtle shell. All right? So let me see. I can't see myself, but I'm assuming that I'm going to sit and drum. And first, I'm going to call to Dagoda. And if you've got your wind whistles, call to Dagoda with me. Feel those roots going deep into the earth. And now let's call to Dagoda, the wind of compassion. He's going to gently walk us through this journey that we're going to take. And then we're going to create a sacred energy bubble around us all. So envision this bubble in the circle going out around all of the people who are listening and all the people who will listen in the future. And this is kind of a middle world journey. For those of you who are new to journeying, I'll be going, when I go to call you back, it'll be this way. All right. And you might miss me out here for a minute, but that's okay. And find yourself somewhere in nature. As you're sitting or standing or being in this favorite spot, feel Dagoda's compassionate breath. Touch your face, touch your hand, and start to pull you. Down a path this timeline of your life. And along the way, you're looking for a broken link. For those of you who are 70, go backwards. If you're in your 60s, go backwards. Your 50s, keep moving backwards in time. If you're in your 40s, keep going back. Your 30s, head towards your 20s. Your first decade. And let's slip back into the womb. As you came out from this veil of forgetfulness into this spiritual body, into this time, the space that's called now, we're looking for the first place that there was a kink in the chain when you did not believe that you were divinely inspired spirit, here to serve, here to live for your maximum joy, your maximum potential. So starting at the womb, head forward into time and look for when that belief, that one you identify today, first solidified. When were you told you were not good enough? When were you told you were dirty, not worthy? When did your light get dulled? To forgive that, to forgive the people, to forgive the situation, to forgive yourself around this belief. From that place, look to see what would the chain look like if you changed that belief in that moment, in that time-space intersection, if you took on the belief that I am worthy, that I am a divine essence of love, that I am God, that I am deserving of this moment. That my life has a purpose. And and look around from that new eyes. What would you do differently? What new projects would you have done in your life? Who would you have loved? Who would you forgive? Sign a gift from this new belief, something you can take forward into this work, and put it in your pocket or somewhere on your body for safekeeping, and go back forward in time 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, to your current space and time, carrying that new belief. And I'm going to call you back, but stay with your eyes closed because we're going to ask Uris to reinforce and blow this belief into you. So call upon Uris, the east wind of new beliefs, of new memories, because remember, we changed that chain. So we have new memories now. So ask Uris to give you one vision, one word, one thought, one idea that can reinforce this new belief. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and go back and write that down on that same sheet of paper with the other beliefs. And people who have taken work with me know that I believe that what we just received was sacred. So we're not going to share about that now. I want you to hold it and maybe start to share about it tomorrow in the morning group and in the afternoon group on Thursday, and wait 24 hours before you let anyone in on this new idea for yourself. I will say that felt powerful to me. I hope it felt powerful to you.